relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
If you thought 2016 was important, 2020 is going to be the greatest, most significant election of your lifetime. As a result, we've created a unique additional podcast with our regular guest in studio, former special assistant to President Trump, Boris Epstein. It's called The Battle for 1600. Join us today by subscribing to the podcast for free. Just look for my name, Boris Epstein, and The Battle for 1600.
Our fathers brought forth upon this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death.
The world will little note or long remember what we say here, but it can never forget what they did here.
Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
I can hear you. The rest of the world hears you. And the people... And the people who knock these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
And we will make America great again.
This is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
Welcome, dear friends. What a 24 hours it's been since we last met here on the airwaves and on the internet. I'm Sebastian Gorka, member of the President's National Security Education Board, and this is America First on the Salem Radio Network. We have the letter from the head of the GSA to the Biden campaign. We have the president tweeting out Randy Quaid. Oh, and so much more. And what a lineup of guests we have for you today. Our regular meeting with Lord Conrad Black. We're going to have Chris Coles of the Reagan, the Mr. Reagan channel on YouTube. Devin Nunes in the third hour. But now, the perfect guest to start the show. She is a good friend of America First, constitutional law attorney, senior legal advisor to the Trump campaign, and counsel to Donald John Trump. Jenna Ellis, welcome back to America First.
Always appreciate joining you, my friend. Thanks so much for having me.
Well, thank you kindly for making time, because I know you and the team are incredibly busy. You ran into the studio right after that incredible press conference last week with Rudy Giuliani and Sidney Powell. Give us the latest update. What is the plan of action? What are the latest developments in the case to find if every ballot was a legal ballot in the election 3 weeks ago?
Yes. Well, unlike what the fake news media is telling you that, oh, no, the GSA is going forward and Joe Biden is selecting his cabinet, so everything is over. Oh, no. Take courage, America. Joe Biden is basically choosing his fantasy football team at this point. Nothing at all is certain because we have the legal challenges. The biggest development right now, Seb, is not only do we have pending appeals before the Third Circuit and the U.S. Supreme Court in two cases for election integrity, but now three states, Arizona, Michigan, and Pennsylvania, their state legislatures are so concerned about the data that's coming in from their own states, all of the proof that we have about irregularities and outright fraud, they will now be holding hearings beginning tomorrow and through into next week on election integrity. And remember, the state legislatures are the constitutionally mandated entities, that they are the ones that have the power to select the slate of delegates that go to the Electoral College. So this is a constitutionally appropriate manner. They are seeing the fraud, they are seeing the proof, and they are now holding hearings. That is a huge win for America, for election integrity, and for the future of our country.
So that's Arizona, Michigan, and Pennsylvania will be holding hearings, Jenna?
Yes. And so we have all three of those, and they begin tomorrow.
And what will they be looking for? What can you tell what the legislatures in those state houses, what are the concrete things that they will be targeting when they are asking questions during those hearings about the election?
Well, of course, they're the ones holding the hearings. So what they ask, where they probe, will be entirely up to them. Of course, it's a bipartisan, transparent hearing. And hopefully the Democrats will all come prepared to ask questions. And so what's going to happen by the Pennsylvania State Senate will be conducted tomorrow. And each participating senator will give a 5-minute opening statement followed by testimony from all witnesses. And Mayor Giuliani and myself will be headed to Pennsylvania to help conduct those hearings, show the proof, and show Pennsylvania why this election in Pennsylvania was irredeemably compromised. We have over 700,000 ballots that were counted in secret. We have so many problems in Pennsylvania, and we are going to show that tomorrow.
Is there an overarching tactic in the key states where you have filed so far? Is the end goal to have the disputed ballots, the total number of disputed ballots that do not have provenance or a paper trail, be removed as a total from the votes? Or are you calling for recounts, audits, or new elections? Is there a grand objective, or is each case sui generis, Jenna?
Well, and that's a great question. And this is why ultimately when all of these cases go up to the Supreme Court, and we think that they will, or also if the state legislatures take action by themselves, there are several different ways that this could be remedied that are constitutionally appropriate. If this was a small town, mayor election, then you would probably hold a new election if it was compromised. But that probably won't happen on a massive scale for a presidential election. So we look to the Constitution for guidance. This isn't the first time in American history when things like this have happened. And so people need to understand that we have those protections built in, and there are several different constitutionally and legally appropriate remedies. And so what the state legislatures select to do with their delegates, that's their prerogative. When we are arguing in front of the Supreme Court, we have arguments in the alternative. That's what we call fashioning those remedies. And then the judicial branch will look at each of these states, craft an appropriate remedy. And we hope that at the end of the day, this will get remedied because the American people deserve to have legitimacy and restored confidence in our elections. So I can't answer, the question of what will happen, one solution, one size fits all, because this is now dealing with at least 6 states, and we're also dealing with the state legislatures, we're dealing with the courts, and ultimately the Supreme Court. So it will depend on what those entities prefer to do within the parameters of the Constitution.
Wonderful. There's a reason that you are on the team. We're going to repost the video of your section of the press conference on our Twitter, Facebook, and Parler pages because it was truly righteous. Follow her right now, Jenna Ellis, ESQ, on Twitter and on Instagram. Legal advice to the Trump campaign and counsel to President Donald Trump. Can you say, I don't want you to prejudice any of the cases. I don't want you to talk about names or locales, but are there any patterns you are seeing in the way that your cases are being responded to? Do you see any patterns of political identity from the various judges? Do you see a reluctance to take decisions based upon the will of the electorate? In other words, does this look more and more as if this will have to be fought in the Supreme Court eventually?
Yes, it does look like this will have to be fought in the Supreme Court. And unfortunately, in some of these judicial forums, like what we saw in Pennsylvania with an Obama-appointed judge, well, we could all guess how that would go, right?
Yes.
So everyone's touting, oh, he's a member of the Federal Society. Well, his opinion, if you actually look at it and you're a lawyer, was just off the rails and did not actually look and take into account the legal that he should have, and the laws and the appropriate standards of review, all of those kinds of things. So we're also seeing a pattern, of course, that the election officials are the ones that perpetrated this fraud, from the governors, the Democrat governors, to the Democrat secretaries of state, to the poll workers and some of these people who just simply completely disregarded the law in their own state. None of those individuals that I just mentioned or entities have the power to unilaterally change election law. And so when they did that, and they did this on a massive scale in a variety of different ways, and then they're harassing people, they're intimidating voters, they're intimidating poll watchers, they're excluding Republican watchers, counting ballots in secret, they're trying to unilaterally change the law. All of these things all together fit a pattern of systematic disregard for the law for the intention of overturning the election.
It's clear if they have something to hide, that is exactly how they would behave. And it's clear that the Biden campaign does have something to hide. She's Jenna Ellis, lioness of the law. Follow her, Jenna Ellis ESQ. Last question. We've got a minute left. You're in daily contact with the president. There are so many on the left who said, oh, no, the letter to the GSA. That's it. The president has conceded. What is the president's attitude today, and is there any sign of the arch-closer conceding?
Not at all. And, you know, the president is always his best spokesperson, and he tweeted a few hours ago, remember, the GSA has been terrific. Emily Murphy, of course, that has done a great job. But the GSA does not determine who will be the next president of the United States. And that is his attitude. I've spoken with him multiple times today. He is full steam ahead. Like he tweeted yesterday, he is going to make sure that every legal option is availed by the team, by the campaign, to make sure to protect election integrity. This isn't even about him and this election. This is safeguarding our country and every future election and our Constitution.
It's about fighting, fighting, fighting. I'm Sebastian Gorka. That was Jenna Ellis.
You know, we're talking about 250,000 people dying already, you know, more than, you know, the Korean War, the Gulf War and the Vietnam War added together. Which part don't you understand? You wear the mask. There's no constitutional right to walk around without a mask. We did it in 1918. I don't know why we can't do it now.
There's no constitutional right not to walk around without a mask. I think Governor Larry Hogan misunderstands how the Constitution works. I'm sure the same cannot be said of our second guest of the day. We are delighted to have with us from Tennessee, Senator Marsha Blackburn. Follow her at Marsha Blackburn on Twitter. Senator Blackburn, do you share Governor Hogan's concept that you must wear a mask and there's no constitutional protection against such a demand?
You know, that's a little bit of a head scratcher to me. I don't think masks are mentioned in the Constitution. But what I do know is that we have freedom of choice and we respect that opportunity to have freedom of choice in this country. We also respect free speech rights. We also respect private property rights and how people live and within their homes, inside their own doors. And so I think that some of this of, you know, we're going to send police if you have more than eight people at your home for Thanksgiving. We're going to set up phone lines where people can call and report you. First of all, that's not your neighbor's business. If you have 8 or 10 or 11 in your family, they ought not to be reporting you. And secondly, our police are overworked right now.
Yes.
When it comes to security issues, these efforts of defunding the police have caused an enormous amount of strain on different police departments, the disrespect that has been shown to men and women in uniform as they go about protecting our communities and making them safe. So let's focus on the things that are important. What we do know is this: wearing a mask will protect you. Washing your hands, using hand sanitizer, All of those are things that you, the individual, should choose to do in order to protect yourself and your family. If you're going to go to a big box store like Walmart or Sam's or Costco, put on a pair of gloves. If you're going to go out and shop, when you leave, take them off. Use sanitizer and then go about your day. Make certain that you're taking every step possible to protect your family and your friends, and use some good old American common sense.
That is what has been lacking sorely in the last 9 months here in the United States. Of course, we're talking to a good friend of America First, Senator Marsha Blackburn of Tennessee. Follow her at Marsha Blackburn on Twitter. The Georgia situation is crucial. We see the fact that the Democrats have lost their seats in the House to such an extent that Nancy Pelosi has maybe a 6-seat margin. The GOP has to hold the Senate. Will you talk to us? For those who think the election's over, it's done, we have to move forward, how important is Georgia, Senator Blackburn?
Georgia is the firewall. Georgia, if you want divided government, if you want checks and balances, if you want to make certain that the Democrats don't run forward with this socialist agenda, you need to be voting for Kelly Loeffler and for David Perdue in Georgia. And it is as simple as that. This is a classic battle between freedom and socialism. Now, Sebastian, you have to think about what Chuck Schumer said.
Yes.
And I thought this was one of the most disrespectful things to the people in Georgia. In his glee, Chuck Schumer stands at the microphone and says, first, we're going to go take Georgia. Now, he didn't say, we're all going to work hard to win in Georgia. And he didn't say, we are all going to put every effort possibly into Georgia. He said, we are going to go take it. And
what does that mean to you, Senator? When you have the minority leader in the Senate say that we're going to take a state, what does that mean to you?
To me, it just meant that what they are going to do is whatever is required to make certain that they're going to be the winner. They're going to go take Georgia, and then, you know, they're going to change America. Well, what is the change that they are looking to execute? Well, they want to take D.C., which is not as big a city as Atlanta, and they want to turn that into a state and give them 2 senators of their own. They want to add justices to the Supreme Court. They want to take your health insurance away from you, and also 57 million Americans that are enrolled in Medicare, and put everybody into a Medicaid for all program. They want to repeal the Trump tax cuts. These are the things that they're planning to do. And Sebastian, they're going to do it in the first 100 days. Yeah. We would not recognize ourselves if they win in Georgia. So we are working night and day to earn every single vote, to make certain that we get our message out, and to make certain that Georgians get to know Kelly and David, and that we win those races. We've got a lot of friends in Georgia. They want to make certain these voter rolls are cleaned up in the state. They want to make certain that people know when, where, and how to go cast their ballots. And they want to make certain that the Senate is there to defend freedom and freedom's causes.
She's put it so eloquently. It is the freedom firewall. In the last few seconds we have with you, Senator Blackburn, was it a free and fair election that we witnessed 3 weeks ago in America?
There are so many questions around it, and these irregularities ought to be investigated. Disenfranchisement needs to be addressed. this is going to be an issue for the state legislatures to clean up these voter rolls and to require these county election commissions to clean these voter rolls up and make certain that people know their votes are going to be counted. Because right now, what do you have? You have people that are saying, hey, wait a minute, I'm not sure my vote got counted. You've got other people that are saying, hey, wait a minute, you know, I went to vote and they told me I had already voted.
Yeah.
So this needs to be dealt with.
Many things that must be investigated for the future probity of the way we choose our president and also this year. She's the author of The Mind of a Conservative Woman, Seeking the Best for Family and Country. Get it right now. Senator Marsha Blackburn. Follow her on Twitter at Marsha Blackburn. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network, live streaming on Facebook, on YouTube. Next, your calls here on 833-334-GORKA. The Tunnel to Towers Foundation is marking its season of hope, and they need your help. The foundation is honoring America's heroes by donating 36 homes in 36 days. That's one home a day from Thanksgiving through New Year's Eve. Tunnel to Towers is gifting homes in more than two dozen states across our nation. They're bringing hope to great Americans, our catastrophically injured veterans, Gold Star, and fallen first responder families. The foundation is giving thanks to all of those who have sacrificed so much for us, and to the many people like you across this country who have supported their efforts to honor our nation's heroes. Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good. Donate $11 a month by going to t2t.org. That's T, the number 2, T.org. T2T.org. Help bring hope to America's heroes and their families. Thank you.
Now we take Georgia, and then we change the world.
I'm sorry, can you repeat that, Mr. Schumer?
Now we take Georgia, and then we change America.
We take Georgia, and then we take the world. Thank you, Senator Blackburn, for reminding us. That's the left. That's the leader of the Democrats in the Senate, Chuckie Schumer. Can you hear the arrogance dripping from his mouth? We don't get elected. We just take it. And that's what they tried to do 3 weeks ago. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. I think a call board is stacking up. It might be full. Call in now if you want to sound off. The number is 1-833-334-6752. That is 833-33-GORKA. But before we do that, did you hear the incredible audio from those two darling children, Ilana and Quinton? These are children who have a father behind bars. And this Christmas, as last year, we're going to get Christmas presents to as many of these children in America as possible. There's more than 2.5 million who have a mother or father incarcerated. And we want to send as many of them a Christmas gift, a children's Bible, and a message of hope and love from their parents. Listen to these two little angels.
Spending time with my family and knowing that my dad cares. He's sending me all these gifts thanks to you. And I really like to thank you for it.
I like the presents that my dad sent me. I know that you guys care and he cares. So I just want to thank you for that. And I love Christmas. Thank you, Angel Tree, for doing all that you do. Because you don't have to do this, but you choose to do it. And I really appreciate it.
Wow. Incredible. That's the difference you can make. Please donate as much as you can. If you can spare some money for these children, you can be a Christmas angel. $22 gets them a Christmas gift, that Bible, and a message from their parents. $220 gets 10 children
a brighter Christmas. Just go to our webpage, sebgorka.com, and click on the Angel Tree banner, or call them directly at 888-206-2794. That's 888-206-2794, or sebgorka.com, S-E-B-G-O-R-K-A, sebgorka.com, and the Angel Tree banner at the top. You can shed a ray of hope, of love, this Christmas with the amazing Angel Tree campaign. God bless you all. Let's go to your calls. Is Judy on the line? Is it true? Judy from Brooklyn?
I think it is. Hi, Dr. G. I want you to know. I want you to know. I'm nervous. That's what I want you to know.
What do you mean? How many times have you called into this show? Maybe 100? How can you be nervous?
I'm nervous because I've got so much to say. I got so much to say. So
prioritize, prioritize, prioritize.
I know, but this is so hard because I thought about something. I see all the stuff that's going on. I listen, I hear everything, and somehow I came up with my own two cents. And I need, if you could please give me a little time, I hope. First of all, I want to tell you something. This issue right now is no longer, as far as I'm concerned, a Republican Democratic issue. This is now a patriotic issue right now, okay, with all this fraud that's going on. This is outrageous what happened. So here I'm calling because I'm concerned about, and I'm going to address the court of public opinion, Dr. Gorka, because I find that there are a lot of courts, but the court of public opinion is a very important court, I have to say. So here I want to say this. You know, if you, and I want to just put through some elementary facts, because sometimes we skip the elementary. We go to the sophisticated, the most, you know, who knows what. Let's go to elementary. So all of America and the rest of the world, they all knew at 10:30 November 3rd. Now, bear with me, Dr. Gorka. 10:30 November 3rd, they all knew that President Trump was ahead by 67% officially, okay? And if you factor in all the dead people, and all the residents were no longer residents at wherever these swing states were, and this is all before 10:30 November 3rd, then he was even higher than 67% officially. So guess what? They knew. At the same time at 10:30, bear with me, I have a point here, simultaneously all these four swing states, all of them together, stopped counting right there. Okay, you know why? That's when they conceded. That's when they surrendered. That's when they knew they could not catch up. Because he was like, as far as I'm concerned, 67% officially and maybe 70% even more.
Exactly.
I'm going to get there. So listen, so
all right,
listen.
All right. No. You listen to me. You listen to me, Judy from Brooklyn. This is a very important call. And I think you've nailed what happened on the night of the election. So bear with me. Stay on the line because this is something we have to unpack so everybody understands what happened. In the meantime, we have to talk about how you called us. And I know Judy didn't do it, but none of you should be calling me on a cell phone from one of the big cell phone companies. Why? Because they're not on your side. The big cell phone companies are not conservatives. They just don't love the country like we do. Go with the only Christian conservative cell phone company. It is patriotmobile.com. They're on your side. They're rated number one in customer service in the United States. They have an incredible nationwide 4G LTE network, and they donate to conservative causes like the First Amendment, freedom of religion, the Second Amendment. They don't give money to Planned Parenthood like the big cell phone companies. So switch today. You can keep your old phone number, and their team are experts in transposing your account to their network. Call 972-PATRIOT. That's 972-PATRIOT. Or just go to patriotmobile.com/GORKA. That's patriotmobile.com/Gorka. Back with Judy after these messages.
Hi, this is President Trump, and Sebastian is really a friend of mine. He's a great guy. He's been with me from the beginning. Listen to him. We all learn.
Listen to the man. He says, listen to me. And you are. God bless you. If you are watching on YouTube or if you are listening on radio, go to YouTube,
click on the subscription button at the America First channel with my name, my photograph at the top. And if you're watching us now, YouTubers, give us a like. Thank you kindly. We are back with none other than Judy from Brooklyn. Before we return to her explication of what happened 3 weeks ago, guys, you're amazing. In just a week, you are helping 304 children get a better Christmas. God bless you. Thank you. If you want to be one of those people who is a Christmas angel, go to our webpage right now, sebgorka.com, and click on the Angel Tree banner. These are children who have a mother or father behind bars, and you are making a difference. That's S-E-B-G-O-R-K-A, sebgorka.com, Angel Tree banner, 304. God bless you. Let's make it 1,000 by the end of the week. You can do it. Okay, we left her in mid-sentence. She knows what happened 3 weeks ago. Judy, continue your explication.
Thank you so much. So just to recap real fast, it's very important for you to know. At 10:30 at night, okay, normally they would have announced President Trump the president for another 4 years, okay, because he was ahead by 67%. And this is the whole world knew this. America knew this. And I'm talking about public opinion because it's very important for all the people here in America. Public opinion is very important. They should know that, okay, because these Democrats, they stopped counting. They had no business doing that. Because they conceded, they surrendered because they knew they can't catch up. And usually 67% officially ahead like that at that late hour, they don't even count ballots anymore. They would announce him as the winner, which he was, by the way. So now, hold your thought. Combine that with all the stuff that's going on, all right, as far as the affidavits that are showing the fraud with King Giuliani and Janet Ellis and everything, no transparency that was done, illegal ballots that were discovered hidden, you know, that were for Trump, ballots that were discarded and hidden both. The machines, James O'Keefe's undercover stuff, the machines that went from Trump to Biden, all this stuff. And by the way, Dr. Gorka, but that's not my point yet. There's a Colonel Schaefer that spoke to Joe this morning.
No, we're not talking about Tony. I know Tony.
Okay.
We've got enough callers. So what's your point?
Okay. And then there's also data experts that have called in to one of the lawyers that is on the Trump team, whatever, saying that the numbers do not scientifically and statistically add up. It's impossible for Biden to have won. Okay, so between the fraud and between the fact that they stopped and surrendered, and they are the ones that succeeded to him, all right, to President Trump, I want to say this. I feel this should be, because of the court of public opinion, it's very important, because half the country is divided.
You
got
to get to the point,
okay?
Judy. You got to get to the point.
The point is, I would love to see that the legislatures do the right thing, but who knows? So the other thing is, there should be a special amendment because of COVID-19 that they were cheating with their ballots. I don't care the excuses, and to say we should do a do-over for a re-election in the swing state, full transparency, and no dominion machines, whatever. And this way, both sides, from the court of opinion, would feel, well, now this is a fair and transparent election. Because paper, you know what? Otherwise, no one's going to be convinced.
Paper ballots. She's right. And it's actually very similar, Judy. Your analysis is very similar to the latest article from none other than Lord Conrad Black. And we will be breaking that down in the second hour. Congratulations. Let's stay on this topic. Let's go to Austin, Texas. Vance, are you there?
Thank you, Dr. Gorka, for taking my call.
Sure.
And you've kind of touched on this a little bit, and that's the 12th Amendment.
Yes.
When the election has to go to the House, and then the state legislatures actually elect the president having one vote each. Am I reading that correctly?
No. Not the state legislature. So great question. So first things first, everybody mark it on your calendar. When you're recovering from the pecan pie, when you're recovering from the tryptophan, we're going to have a very special hour-long interview with the preeminent expert on the Electoral College this Friday on America First, Tara Ross. She literally wrote the book on the Electoral College. So this is how it works, Vance. So the Electoral College elects the president, and that should happen on the night of December 13th into the morning of December 14th in the state houses. So the state houses with their whoever won the electors' votes in the presidential election, that delegation votes for their nominee. Those votes then are sent to Washington, D.C., and a joint session of Congress and Senate counts the votes to see which candidate, sleepy, creepy Beijing Biden or the incumbent Donald J. Trump, won the minimum of 270 electoral college votes. Now, here's the kicker. If neither of them reaches that minimum, there is no president-elect. The president-elect doesn't exist right now. There is no president-elect. Joe Biden is definitely not the president-elect. The president-elect only occurs on the morning of December the 14th when somebody gets 270 votes of the electoral college, not the popular vote. Now, what happens if that doesn't occur? Say the GOP state houses stay strong, the local chief clerks don't verify, don't certify the elections in these key battleground states. Well, here's the amendment you mentioned. It goes to the Congress, to the lower house, to the House of Representatives, not by the seats, because then Nancy would win because she's still got a majority. This is called the contingent election, and it is sheer genius. The states vote in the House of Representatives. Each state gets only one vote to choose the president. It is done by state delegation. And here, the wonderful reality is we hold the majority. If you look at the makeup of the states in the House, we have a 6-state majority. And Donald Trump would be reelected by the lower house. Now, there's a little bit of a piquant addition here. In a contingent election, this is how Thomas Jefferson was chosen, the vice president must be chosen by the Senate. And that's why we must keep the Senate as well, because otherwise we could end up with the very peculiar situation whereby Donald John Trump is the president. Oh, and I don't know, Kamala Harris or Joe Biden is the vice president. I think that would be something the president could deal with nevertheless, but we must have a contingent election, just like with Thomas Jefferson. Does that answer your question, Vance?
It does, except that nobody's talking about it.
Of course, but that's why we're talking about it here. Thank you for the question. Stay here with us on America First, and you'll get a whole hour. You will be the smartest people in America when it comes to how the president can win this election on Friday with Tara Ross. More of your calls, great audio, and special guests here on America First, coming to you live from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Relief Factor, pain relief that actually works, drug-free, and attacks the cause of your pain, which is the inflammation. Tens of thousands of Americans are getting daily relief right now, including me. Go right now to relieffactor.com and order your 3-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That works out to less than $1 a day. You've been waiting long enough. You deserve it. Relieffactor.com. Relieffactor.com.
Portions of today's program are brought to you by Prison Fellowship.
Because everyone says, you know, we've got to come together. And it's true. You know that. We do. We should at least should find ways to come together. But how do you come together and how do you compromise with people who don't believe that a fair election was won? People who don't believe in science. People who don't believe in facts. People who don't believe in reality. How do you do that?
People who don't believe in reality. Isn't that the voice of Don Lemon? Wasn't that the person who said, maybe a black hole came down and sucked up that Malaysia Airlines jetliner that disappeared? Yeah, reality. Let's go to your calls. Let's go waiting very patiently in Louisville. James, welcome to America First.
Well, hello, Dr. Gorky. Thanks for taking my call once again. Sure. I'm actually not in Louisville right now. I'm actually in Atlanta, GA.
What are you doing there, James?
I am trying to help save my country.
Explain.
This exceptional country of ours. I come down here to work for Purdue and Loeffler on their campaigns to make sure that Georgia does the right thing and saves this country.
Okay, this is amazing, James. What made you make that decision to go from Louisville to Georgia to work on that election? What made you do that?
Well, I got involved in working professionally on campaigns a couple years ago, and I helped get Daniel Cameron elected in Kentucky, the first black person elected at the statewide race in the history of the Commonwealth of Kentucky. I've been to Texas, Tennessee, Southern California, all over. And I actually got into politics when I ran my own local campaign for the Metro Council when they combined city-county government back in 2002. So I've been active since then.
So tell us, what are you doing down there, and what's the spirit like? What's the atmosphere like?
Well, I just got here last night, and I'm literally, since I've been waiting on hold for you, I'm sitting outside the campaign headquarters for Ms. Loeffler, waiting to finish this call and go in and introduce myself and try to get hired.
Oh, my gosh. Listen to that. That's a sense of priorities. Okay, James, you have done enough today for us and our millions of listeners and viewers. Put the phone down. Get in there. Work for Kelly Loeffler. Listen to this man's example. Be like him. I've been asking you for months now, what are you doing to save this republic? And he is giving you the example. Wow. Superb. Best call of the week so far. You don't have to do what he does, but just do something. Get out there, get your MAGA hat on, and support the president and send a message to the corrupt GOP and the corrupt Democrats that we will not allow this election to be stolen. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network. We will be joined by Congressman Devin Nunes, Lord Conrad Black, so much more here on America First. If you haven't done so already, perfect timing for Christmas. Get one of Mike Lindell's incredible MyPillows, 60% off if you use my name, MyPillow.com, promo code G-O-R-K-A. Call them 800-829-8468. That's 800-829-8468, MyPillow.com, promo code G-O-R-K-A. The president uses those pillows. I use those pillows. My whole team does. So should you. Back after these messages.